Wake Up Call continues. Coach Mike Battles joins us here in the studios. Tallahassee Tigers football postponed again or forfeited this week after the positive case that we had on the team and coaches. It's the first time we've had you in to talk about this. I know it's kind of tough. Here's what would be a game week for you, and you guys are having to sit out one more week, but the plan is to come back next week. Appreciate you coming down and being with us here today.
Well, I got some free time.
You know, yeah, that's right. I know.
A little bit of free time. Nah, you know, it's tough. I tell you what, that last Thursday, that was a pretty tough day. You know,
yeah.
I always have prided myself on kind of knowing what to say, win or lose, you know, words of encouragement or whatever. I really didn't have any words, you know. It was a tough day, you know, and you know, we've tried to communicate with some of our kids. You know, the social media makes it a little bit easier. But, you know, we'll start back to practice a week from Wednesday. I mean, next Wednesday. It's already Thursday, a week from yesterday. And we're going to go play Clay Central. You know, we already made that decision. You know, if we had been playing all along, you know, you don't want to ever go play somebody on 2 days preparation, especially somebody as good as them. But what makes it even more difficult is you're not going to be around your kids for 14 days. You know, and I know our kids are still staying in shape, my son included. I'm sure they're stir crazy having to stay in the house. So he got out and went and ran on his own and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it was one of those decisions that as soon as I walked out of that meeting, I'd made up my mind. I didn't care how many days practice we had. We owe it to our seniors. You know, we know we've got two games left. Clay Central's a heck of a football team, obviously, two-time defending state champ. And this is, you know, that's not normal to, you know, go play them on such short notice. But this isn't a normal year in any way. And so,
yeah.
You know, we'll get them back on Wednesday and we'll go out and, you know, put the best plan we can in on Wednesday and Thursday. And then we'll go play on Friday and then we'll get ready for, you know, I guess they've moved homecoming and all that to Carroll and, you know, get ready to play and just keep our fingers crossed we can get those two in.
Exactly. When you got the word, you were ready to go Thursday. You guys were traveling to Talladega.
To get on that bus and go play.
And was there any debate over can we still do this? We've had a case earlier this year. What was that talk about?
Well, and here's something I want to clear up that I think, depending on how you look at it, you know, people ask about who made the decision or who did this. You know, in my eyes, there was no decision to be made. The decision was made by the Alabama Department of Health and the CDC. All we did was enforce the decision. And all Dr. Nolan, our school nurse, you know, I was on a group phone, speaker phone, everything. And, you know, basically you have the nurse there. She's given us the CDC and Alabama Department of Health protocol. And then we look at that and look at our football team. And so it was really not somebody having to make a decision. It was more of we just followed the rules of what the protocol from the Department of Health. You know, and that's, you know, there was a lot. I know some people even thought I made the decision. I mean, I'm not making medical decisions for Tallahassee, Alabama, you know. You know, that's what it was. It was not anybody, you know, a decision when there's no protocol. I mean, if you're trying to decide something when there's not actually some protocol in place, that's a decision. All we did was follow the rules. And I hate it for the kids, you know, and having to go in there and tell them that and, you know, see their faces, know, you know, the seniors and what they have going on and, you know, how tough this year's already been. I mean, you know, if you go all the way back to March, and you look at all the things that we've missed out on, you know, starting with the baseball season, softball having their season yanked out, you know, not knowing all the way going into June, finally getting some relief in June, then getting shut down in July, and then coming back. And, you know, it's like every day you're holding your breath. If a kid isn't in the locker room at practice, you know, you just hold your breath. I mean, I'm a pretty positive thinker. The worst thoughts come to your mind. I'm fixing to get a phone call and this individual is tested positive, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's what we've kind of had to deal with. I think our kids have done a great job. They'll come in next Wednesday and they'll be ready to go. You know, they'll come in and we'll go out and do what we can and everything. But it's just been a tough year. It's been a tough year on everybody because of the unknown. I mean, you know, look at today or yesterday when I guess it was yesterday afternoon, I get a text and it said, you know, Nick Saban and the AD have called it, you know.
Right.
And those folks are doing above and beyond protocol. I mean, they're testing daily. You know, they have the facilities and the things to keep their kids together. And they still have, you know, they're still having issues with it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, you know, I don't know what the answers are. You know, I know that our school system is doing the best it can, you know, in school and in class and trying. I know that everybody's doing a great job with this virtual learning. It's made me learn how to teach a whole nother. I mean, it's like year one again, you know, really is for me. Now, the younger teachers, it's a piece of cake. But now somebody that's been paper and pencil and writing in the grade book and that kind of stuff, you know, it's like year one over. But we've got a lot of valuable assets that's been able to, they can teach me, everybody else will be in good shape. But, you know, we've learned how to do all this. So I guess, you know, somewhere down the line, you know, this thing's going to break and we'll get back to some normalcy. But, you know, right now we're doing the best we can.
You know, we hadn't really talked much about it, but is everybody okay? I know, you know, when you have positive case, you want to make sure everybody's
good. All individuals. Good. That I deal with,
yeah.
And everybody is fine.
Yeah.
You know, no issues whatsoever.
I know you received some calls from some of your cohorts, the coaches that you talk to regularly, and a lot of them have reached out to you, sympathizing with you. This was a bad spot as far as football coaching goes for you guys going up for a playoff spot. If you win against Talladega, you're in. Now things have been turned, obviously, upside down for you. So you've talked to some of those guys, including Mark Rose, who has bowed out at Russell County. We were going to play them in a spring game this past spring, and he's resigned because of kind of the way things are set up with the AHSA and testing protocols and those type things. So what did some of those guys have to say to you?
Well, you know, to mention Mark, because I know people in this area are familiar. Yep. He had a great 2 years here. You know, Mark and I have spoke on the phone on numerous occasions. Mark's very convicted in his beliefs of, you know, with the people he deals with his community, his kids, that, you know, we shouldn't be playing without testing, you know, and I don't think he's ever stood for we shouldn't be playing. Okay. That's not ever those thoughts can get construed sometimes. But he's, you know, he believes that just like in college, they're testing them every day. I mean, I heard one of our coaches is still real. He had coached at Auburn as a GA and was good friends with one of their associate ADs. And, you know, Auburn was spending like $500,000 a week just on COVID-19 tests, you know, just stuff to, you know, protect the kids, make sure everybody. And so, you know, we don't have any testing here. Of course, we don't have that kind of money. You know, I don't think that would ever be. But, you know, Mark was just very convicted about that. And, you know, he said what he believed and he stood by what he believed, you know. And him and I have talked on numerous occasions. Other coaches have called, you know. And, you know, what kind of makes it tough is that, you know, when we look at it, the protocol and how to go about doing things, you know, if you have these situations, you know, we just follow the protocol. But a lot of it also, you know, I think is left up to the school system and what they deem the protocol. You know, I guess lost in the translation would be a way to go. So, you know, if you're asking me, are different areas doing different things, I don't think it goes without saying that, yes, they are. They're handling things different ways. And so, you know, we're going to handle it the way we think's best based on the information from the Alabama Department of Health and what CDC, you know, those guys right there. And that's the best I can tell you. You know, I coach football, you know, our nurse is the one, if we have any instances whatsoever, my first phone call is to Beth Nelson. And then the second one is to Dr. Nolan, you know, and just let them know. And then Coach Stewart, you know, those three right there are the three people that are the first three phone calls I make if we have, and then they tell me what to do based on, you know, then the next call, and I've spoken with Miss Nelson numerous times. And, you know, her next phone call is to the Alabama Department of Health and to find out, okay, here's what we've got. How do we go about handling it? And so those decisions are made for us. All we do is we carry out what it is. And so, you know, I'm sure most people are doing it that way. And you'd like to think everybody's doing the same thing, but I don't think that's necessarily true.
I think it's almost naive to believe they are.
Yes,
based on just looking, you can look at it and you can say, "Well, I hope so," but I don't know that that's the case in this one. But we, you know, the season's not over by any stretch. We still have a couple of games to play. I know you've looked at the scenarios. What are the chances of us possibly getting to the playoffs if we beat Central of Clay County?
Well, it's like this. First off, we would have to beat Central of Clay County. Okay, if that were to happen, then there are some crazy scenarios of some folks possibly losing games that they possibly shouldn't, which happens every Friday night.
Sure.
So you can't say it, and not never. But you know, if some games were to swing opposite of what we feel like they will, and we were to go up and beat Clay Central, then there is a real outside possibility, you know. But we'll have to do our part, and then we're going to have help from a couple of teams. And so, you know, we're not 100%. We're just about 95% out of it. You know, there's crazy things that happen. That oblong ball bounces a funny way sometimes. So, you know, we're going to go up there, and you know, I don't think our kids will be too focused on that. I think they will be focused on just playing the game and trying to beat Clay Central.
And you're playing good football right when this happens, right?
We're playing playing the best ball we've played in a while. You know, obviously we had the Pike Road deal between Elmore County and that, but if you look, Pike Road's done about to everybody what they did to us. If you ask me right now who the favorite is in 5A, I'd like to see somebody that's better than them.
Even minus their quarterback. Yeah.
I mean, the 22 starters they got are very rare when it comes to high school football. You just don't find 22 like that on one team. So, you know, we're playing well. Everybody was doing well. We started throwing the ball well. We're running the ball well. We were playing, you know, pretty good defense, not great, but better defense. And then, you know, we get on this 14-day hiatus. So, you know, but these kids, I've always believed this about this, you know, about our kids that we've had at Tallahassee. They're resilient. You know, they could have every reason to, you know, other schools have had kids that, you know, after a couple of these quarantines and stuff, they just decided not to play the rest of the year. Opt out, I guess that's our new term now.
That's it,
opt out. These new terms always come from college, and then we start opting out. And, you know, our kids, they're not opting out, they'll opt in. You know, they're right back out there ready to go. Unless, you know, the attitude is good. You know, you wouldn't know if you came out to our practices, you wouldn't know the things this group has been through. So, you know, it's a testament, I guess, to them and how they were raised and what our program has provided and everything. You know, they come with a good attitude, and they will when we come back next Wednesday. They'll be glad to be out there. They'll be glad to be playing football again.
You mentioned the JV guys, for instance. Got to play one game, and that's it.
Man, we talked about it, you know, by nobody's fault, but this year, because of different times, different teams dealing with COVID-19, those are our 9th and 10th graders, and we're all practices of varsity, and then they play Monday night JV games. You know, I would say practiced no less than about 60 times. I'd say that's on the minimum since June the 8th, and they got to play one game. You know, and we tried. Listen, we had rescheduled Catholic for this past Monday and Pike Road for this next Monday, and we're going to just play them in a game, you know, just a game, just play.
Yeah.
You know, not really have a championship like our middle school is going to be in, because they've got to participate all the way through, you know, just to get some games in, and, you know, then we get quarantined. And
right.
So, you know, it's just been one of those years. I'll be honest with you, I'm ready for 2020. I'm ready for 2021. It's only going to go up from there.
Hope so. With the game next week, you got just two days basically to prep. I mean, have you ever had a situation, anything close to that?
I think maybe back when I was at Oak Grove, and this has been, God, when did Hurricane Ivan hit?
That was like 2004 or something, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Early 2000s.
Okay, yeah. I was at Oak Grove. I think that there was a time where, you know, the week of Hurricane Ivan, which I think was about the 8th week of the season, and that would have been about right where we are right now. Hurricane Ivan hit, and the games were canceled for that week. And so we didn't get back to school like till Tuesday or Wednesday, because if you remember about Ivan, you know, it did damage all the way up into the state and stuff. You
now,
know,
I think
it,
Katrina might have been 04. I think Ivan might have been before that.
Yeah, I think it might have been like 99 or right around there.
Early 2000s,
anyway,
yeah.
We didn't get back to school till like Tuesday or Wednesday of that next week, where they had already canceled the games on that Friday for the entire state and moved them to where the first round play. So we were going to play that Friday night, and I think we might have had a Wednesday, Thursday, 2 days to get ready. Mm-hmm. You know, the difference back then, though, was you know, we're talking a good 21 years ago. Offenses weren't near as variable. Defenses weren't near as variable. You know, usually teams ran one defense, and if they were a pro eye, you know, they were going, you know, it was a little bit easier to prepare back then.
Plus, both
nowadays.
Teams are doing the same thing.
Right.
Instead
both
of just
teams,
one here, right?
Yeah, and Clay Central's got this week off.
Exactly. So they got 2 weeks where you're 2 days, basically. So, but I knew you guys would not opt out. You're ready to play regardless. You're going to go
if
out there.
If we had one day practice.
Sure,
I mean,
you would.
We got back on Thursday. You know, I just, in high school, now, you know, you try to, you know, you want to win championships and you want to win region championships. You want to, you know, you want to have success, whatever that level is. But, you know, most importantly, they're out there to play the game. They love the game. You know, 99% of them are going to finish their careers when they finish up their senior year. And they're going to have other careers and other things. But that time, they love playing the game. So, you know, if you have an opportunity, go play it. You know, is it, you know, something that we'd want to do in a normal year? No, it's not. But this ain't a normal year. And so we're going to give them the opportunities to get out there and play. And, you know, if we win, we win. If we lose, we lose. But we still got to play.
No doubt. You know, one thing I have noticed this year with coaches, including yourself, the flexibility. They used to be, boy, we can't do that. All right, we'll do it, right? I mean, that's the way it's been because it's been such a wild year.
Well, you think about it, start the season. You know, my friend Patrick Nix is over there at Central Phoenix City. You know, here they are on Wednesday. They find out, I think they're playing a team in Georgia to open the season. Well, they find out they can't, you know, they're not going to be able to play. And Hoover finds out. Well, I mean, you're talking about two offenses that probably have 100 sets, and they just decide to play because they want to play a game. You know, it's not one that's really going to count right now. You know, it's a game that really doesn't count, you know, and but they just want to play a game. You know, and I think you've seen a lot of that this year. You've seen people, you know, I had a coach from Georgia that I know that used to be over in Alabama. He called me yesterday, and let's see, what is today, Thursday? No, he texted me Tuesday and wanted Coach Franklin at Hopewell's number because their team that they were playing had canceled, and he knew we canceled with Hopewell, and so he was going to see if they could, you know, work out, just play a game. You know, that's what the big thing is, that, you know, there's a lot of teams in the state that are just trying to play 10 games. You know, whoever it may be, I just, you know, Etowah. I know this Friday night, Etowah. I think their opponent couldn't play. They called Sweetwater. Sweetwater and Etowah are playing 1A and a powerhouse 5A.
And that's,
you know, and so, you know, and I'm sure Sweetwater, you know, and of course they can play with about anybody, you know, on any given year. But I'm sure, you know, Etowah is not a normal game for them.
Right.
But they don't have anybody else to play, and they want to play. Because that's the whole thing. Is people, you know, the people, they come out there to play football. You know, winning and all that comes with it, but to come out there to play the game.
Right.
And so that's what I think the coaches have done a good job, you know, doing the best they can to make it happen.
No doubt. Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you back next week.
Next week.
Hope
we'll
so.
We'll have a game, hopefully.
Looking forward to it. Appreciate your time. Coach Mike Battles with us here on the Wake Up Call. More coming your way as we continue Thursday morning on WTLS.